Lesson number 6, Christ in the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. The Sabbath didn't happen. It was not just a rotation of this planet around the sun. God made day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, and day 7. Jesus says it was made. And the 7 days that he made were thereafter repeated week by week by week. The Father and the Son and the Spirit worked for 6 days. Then they rested on the seventh day. And in the fourth commandment, this thought is brought to our minds. For in 6 days, as our memory verse says, God made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So he worked, he made, he rested, he blessed, and hallowed. And then he commands his followers to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I'd like to say in passing that during the 6 days, he made all that in them, heavens and earth, the sea, is. So he didn't make a great amount of material long before these days began. He made everything in 6 days. As the Creator, he has the authority to command. And so in the Sabbath commandment, he calls attention to the fact that he is the Creator. Had the Sabbath been universally kept, man's thoughts and affections would be held to the Creator, the objects of reverence and worship. But Satan knew that he could deflect men from thinking about the Creator if he only got rid of the Sabbath. If the Sabbath had been kept, if the Creator had been worshipped as the object of reverence, there would never have been an idolater, an atheist, or an infidel. And so in taking away the Sabbath, Satan sows the seed of idolater, atheist, and infidel. Part number 1. Sabbath, the creation ordinance. Marriage and the Sabbath are the two ordinances that have grown out. First, marriage was on Friday. The first Sabbath was the day after the seventh day. And the Sabbath was made for man, Jesus says. Mankind. And before there was a Jew, before there was an Englishman, before there was a German, there were people. Adam and Eve. We all came from Adam and Eve. So when God gave the Sabbath, God ordered the Sabbath, God kept the Sabbath, man and woman were there, joining with him on the seventh day in the Garden of Eden, keeping the Sabbath, looking around the wonderful world in which they found themselves, joining with Christ in admiring, regarding, learning all the things that were around them. So this creation ordinance emphasizes the universal need for the observance of the Sabbath. Part number 2, Sabbath of Sinai. God commanded that his people should remember. You can't remember anything you never knew. Therefore, the Sabbath must have been there. Therefore, they must have known about it before the Father and the Son, standing side by side, proclaimed, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord." So they needed to remember it. Even before that, they were called upon to remember the Sabbath, because the manna was given on 6 days. And if they didn't gather a double portion on the preparation day, they went hungry on the Sabbath. So the manna taught them, before the law was given at Sinai, that the Sabbath was in existence. The Sabbath is a rest from manual labor and an opportunity to build up our spiritual religious batteries by rest and contemplation of God's works and the consideration of His Word. There is no sign, there is no speech, but the Word goes out from the things He has made. And as Romans 1 says, the invisible things from creation may be seen by the things that are made, namely His eternal power and Godhead. There's a bush that I admire very much when I go for my walks, especially in the spring, the summer, even in the autumn, is a cactus plant. I beg your pardon, is a castor oil plant, a castor oil bush. If you've got one in your vicinity, stop and look and see how many colors you can find there. Over 8 or 9, from tiny specks of crimson to all kinds of greens and yellows and browns. I think, what sort of a palate did the Creator have when He made this castor oil plant? Or a cactus or any plant. Look at the shapes He has done there. The meticulous care in which He has rounded every part. And all the joints of the leaves to the stems, how He has blended them in. I'm interested in woodwork and carving, and when I think of the sculpturing fingers of the Creator, I'm full of admiration. It doesn't say a word, there's no voice, there's no language, but I can almost hear Him talking to me. Look at this. Think about it. And on the Sabbath day, as we remember all the things our Creator has done, we can worship Him. Part number 3, the Exodus and the Sabbath. In Deuteronomy, Moses repeats the Sabbath with a little proviso. They are to keep the seventh day, and their men servants and their maid servants are to keep it. And then he says, remember when in Egypt, how Pharaoh tried to force you to break the Sabbath? So when you keep the Sabbath, remember the hard time you got then. That's not another reason for keeping the Sabbath. That's the way they should keep it, and the compassion they should show for anyone they might employ. So the Sabbath was given at the time of the Exodus, and their burden bearing that they were forced to do on the Sabbath was something they should remember. God wants them to keep the Sabbath even then, and He took them out of Egypt so that they might keep the Sabbath. This Sabbath is to be kept in remembrance of creation. In it there is nothing typical or of a symbolic nature. It was given to celebrate the Creator. Part number 4. Sabbath is a sign. Exodus 31, Ezekiel 20. The Sabbath is a sign of creation, and it's a sign of recreative, sanctifying power of God. Creation and recreation. Sanctification. A bringing into our lives of the original perfection that God established when He created and made everything good. The Sabbath is a holy day. He hallowed it. He holied it. Holiness is wholeness for God. And on the Sabbath, if we devote these hours wholly to God, to thinking His thoughts, reading His book, seeing His works, talking about His love, His blessings in holiness will come to us. The Sabbath is blessed. If we look through Genesis 1, we see He blessed creatures, He blessed Adam and Eve, and then He blessed the Sabbath. And if you look at the two previous examples of blessing the whales and the fish and all the creatures, and then blessing man, we will see that when He told the fish, whales, be fruitful, multiply, fill the waters, commanded them to do that, empowered them to do that, Moses says He blessed them. When He told Adam and Eve, be fruitful, multiply, fill, have dominion and subdue, He required something more of them, and then He empowered them to fulfill what He had created them to fulfill, and that, Moses says, is blessing. So He blessed the day, He hallowed the day, He empowered it to fulfill the sanctifying function for which He had made it. And the Sabbath then is a sign of the Creator and is a sign of the One who could keep them in that sanctified holy relationship with Himself. Therefore, week by week, we are to remember the Sabbath. Not at sundown. It's too late to gather the manna. It's too late to prepare for the day. We should remember it from the first day. And everything in the week moves so that we be ready. And the final needed tasks carried out on the preparation day, Friday. Part number 5, Christ and the Sabbath. Christ kept the Sabbath at creation. He hallowed it, He rested, He blessed it. He shared that time with Adam and Eve, and in Adam and Eve, with every human being. Christ kept the Sabbath as His manner was, by going to the synagogue. That was His custom. Christ showed us how to keep the Sabbath by the works of mercy He did in His Sabbath miracles. It's lawful to do that. That's what the law says. Do works that help people, bless people, benefit people. Sabbath for man. Use it for the blessing of man. On Friday, Black Friday, Good Friday, in which He died for mankind, He rested the next day. His followers rested according to the commandment. And He began the work of recreation with His resurrection on the first day of the week, Sunday. Part number 6. It is Satan's constant effort to misrepresent the character of God, the nature of sin, and the real issues at stake in the great controversy. From the opening of the great controversy, it has been Satan's purpose to misrepresent God's character, to excite rebellion against His law. And as we saw earlier, he did this by obliterating the seventh-day Sabbath, the memorial of creation, the birthday of the world, from the minds of most people. Deflected it to Sunday, moved it to Friday, moved it to Tuesday, moved it to no day. And so the Creator disappears from the mind of the creature. And as we think of the message that we have been given, we should never be surprised at the important place Christ and the Sabbath holds for us.